Hey guys, welcome back to SciTech Podcast. This is Charu Kalra and today we will discuss about Bitcoin. So, what is Bitcoin? Bitcoin is a digital currency that was created in January 2009. It follows the ideas set out in white paper by the mysterious pseudonymous Satoshi Nakamoto. The identity of a person or persons who created the technology is still a mystery. Bitcoin offers the promise of lower transaction fees than traditional online payment mechanisms. And unlike government issued currencies, it is operated by decentralized authority. Bitcoin is a type of cryptocurrency. There are no physical bitcoins. Only balances kept on public ledger that everyone has transparent access to. All Bitcoin's transactions are verified by a massive amount of computing power. Bitcoins are not issued or backed by any banks or government, nor are individual Bitcoins valuable as commodity. Despite it not being legal tender, Bitcoin is very popular and has triggered the launch of hundreds of other cryptocurrencies, collectively referred to as altcoin. Bitcoin is commonly abbreviated as BTC. The Bitcoin system is a collection of computers that all run Bitcoin's code and store its blockchain. Metaphorically, a blockchain can be thought of as a collection of blocks, and each block is a collection of transactions. Because all the computers running the blockchain has the same list of blocks and transactions and can transparently see these new blocks being filled with new Bitcoin transactions, no one can cheat the system. Anyone, whether they run a Bitcoin node or not, can see these transactions occurring live. In order to achieve nefarious act, a bad actor would need to operate 51% of the computing power that makes up Bitcoin. Bitcoin has around 12,000 nodes as of January 2021. And this number is growing, making such an attack quite unlikely. But in event that an attack was to happen, the Bitcoin miners, the people who take part in Bitcoin network with their computer, would likely fork to a new blockchain, making the effort to a bad actor put forth to achieve the attack a waste. Balances of Bitcoin token are kept using public and private keys, which are long strings of numbers and letters linked through the mathematical encryption algorithm that was used to create them. The public key, comparable to a bank account number, serves as the address which is published to the world and to which others may send bitcoins. The private key, comparable to an ATM pin, it means to be guarded, secret, and only used authorized Bitcoin transmissions. Bitcoin keys should not be confused with Bitcoin wallet, which is a physical or digital device that facilitates the trading of Bitcoin and allow users to track ownership of coins. The term wallet is a bit misleading, as Bitcoin's decentralized nature means that is never stored in a wallet, but rather decentrally on a blockchain. Bitcoin is one of the first digital currency to use peer-to-peer technology to facilitate instant payments. The independent individuals and companies who own the governing computing power and participate in the Bitcoin network, Bitcoin miners are in charge of processing the transaction on the blockchain and are motivated by rewards. The release of new Bitcoin and transaction fees paid in Bitcoin. These miners can be thought of as the decentralized authority enforcing the credibility of the Bitcoin network new Bitcoin is released to the miners at a fixed but periodically declining rate. There are only 21 million Bitcoins that can be mined in total. As of January 30, 2021, there are approximately 18,614,806 Bitcoin in existence and 2,385,193 Bitcoins left to be mined. In this way, Bitcoin other cryptocurrency operate differently from fiat currency. In centralized banking system, currency is released at a rate matching the growth in goods. This system is intended to maintain price stability, and decentralized system like Bitcoin sets the release rate ahead of time and according to an algorithm. Now let's come to know Bitcoin mining. Bitcoin mining is the process by which Bitcoin are released into circulation. Generally, mining requires the solving of computational difficult puzzles in order to discover a new block, which is added to the blockchain. Bitcoin mining adds and verifies transactions records across the network for adding blocks to the blockchain. Miners are rewarded with a few Bitcoins. The reward is halved every 210,000 blocks. The block reward was 50 new Bitcoins in 2009. On May 11, 2020, the third halving occurred, bringing the reward for each block discovery down to 6.25 Bitcoins. A variety of hardware can be used to mine Bitcoin. However, some yield higher rewards than others. Certain computer chips called application-specific integrated circuits (ASIC) and more advanced processing units like graphic processing units (GPU) as we all know, can achieve more rewards. These elaborate mining process and are known as mining rigs. One Bitcoin is divisible to 8 decimal places, 100 millionth of one Bitcoin, and this smallest unit is referred to as Satoshi. If necessary and if the participating miners accept the change, Bitcoin could eventually be made divisible to even more decimal places. Let's know the history of Bitcoin. August 18, 2008, the domain name bitcoin.org is registered. Today, at least this domain is guard protected, meaning the identity of the person who registered it is not public information. October 31, 2008, a person or group using the name Satoshi Nakamoto makes an announcement on the cryptography mailing list at metsdao.com. I've been working on a new electronic cash system that's fully peer-to-peer with no trusted third party. This now famous white paper published on bitcoin.org entitled Bitcoin, a peer-to-peer electronic cash system, would become the Magna Carta for how Bitcoin operates today. January 3, 2009, the first Bitcoin block is mined, block 0. This is also known as the Genesis block and contains the text, The Times, January 3, 2009. Chancellor on brink of second bailout for bank. Perhaps as proof that the block was mined on or after that date, and perhaps also as relevant political commentary. January 8, 2009. The first version of Bitcoin software is announced on the cryptography mailing list. In January 9, 2009, block 1 is mined and Bitcoin mining commences in earnest. Now let's know who is Satoshi Nakamoto. No one knows who invented Bitcoin, or at least not conclusively. Satoshi Nakamoto is a name associated with a person or a group of people who released the original Bitcoin white paper in 2008 and worked on the original Bitcoin software that was released in 2009. In the years since that time, many individuals have either claimed to be or have been suggested as the real life people behind the pseudonym. But as of January 2021, the true identity or identities behind Satoshi remains obscured. Although it is tempting to believe the media spin that Satoshi Nakamoto is a solitary quixotic genius who created Bitcoin out of thin air. Such innovations do not typically happen in a vacuum. All major scientific discoveries, no matter how original seeming, but were built on previously existing research. They are precursors to Bitcoins. Adam Back's Hashcash, invented in 1997, and subsequently Vitae's B-Money, Nick Szabo's Bitgold, and Hal Finney's reusable proof of work. The Bitcoin white paper itself cites Hashcash and B-Money, as well as various other work spanning several research fields. Perhaps unsurprisingly, many of the individuals behind the other projects named above have been speculated to have also had a part in creating Bitcoin. There are few possible motivations for Bitcoin's inventor deciding to keep their identity secret. One is privacy, as Bitcoin has gained in popularity, becoming something of a worldwide phenomenon. Satoshi Nakamoto would likely garner a lot of attention from the media and from government. Another reason could be potentially for Bitcoin to cause a major disruption in the current banking and monetary system. If Bitcoin were to gain mass adoption, the system could surpass nation foreign fiat currencies. This threat to existing currency could motivate government to want to take legal action against Bitcoin's creator. The other reason is safety. Looking at 2009 alone, 32,489 blocks were mined at the reward rate of 50 Bitcoin per block. The total payout in 2009 was 1,624,500 Bitcoin. One may include that only Satoshi and perhaps a few other people were mining through 2009, and that they possess a majority of this stash of Bitcoin. Someone in possession of that much Bitcoin could become a target of criminals, especially since Bitcoins are less like stock and more like cash, where the private keys needed to authorize spending could be printed out and literally kept under a mattress. While likely, the inventor of Bitcoin would take precaution to make any extortion induced transfers traceable, remaining anonymous is a good way for Satoshi to limit exposure. Special consideration: Bitcoin as a form of payment. Bitcoin can be accepted as a means of payment for products sold or services provided. Brick and mortar stores can display a sign saying Bitcoin accepted here. The transaction can be handled with the requisite hardware terminal or wallet address through QR codes and touchscreen apps. An online business can easily accept Bitcoin by adding this payment option to its other online payment options, credit card, PayPal, etc. Bitcoin employment opportunities. Those who are self-employed can get paid for a job related to Bitcoin. There are a number of ways to achieve this, such as creating any internet service and adding your Bitcoin wallet address to the site as a form of payment. There are currencies, also several websites and job boards that are dedicated to digital currencies. CryptoGrind brings together work seekers and prospective employers through its website. Coinality features job, freelancing, freelance part-time and full-time that offers payment in Bitcoin, as well as other cryptocurrencies like Dogecoin and Litecoin. Jobs for Bitcoin. It's a part of Reddit.com. BitGigs. Bitwage. That offers a way to choose a percent of your work paychecks to be converted into Bitcoin and sent to your Bitcoin address. Now let's talk about investing in Bitcoins. There are many Bitcoin supporters who believe that digital currency is the future. Many individuals who endorse Bitcoin believe that it facilitates a much faster, low-fee payment system for transactions across the globe. Although it is not backed by any government or central bank, Bitcoin can be exchanged for traditional currencies. In fact, its exchange rate against the dollar attracts potential investors and traders interested in currency plays. Indeed, one of the primary reasons for the growth of digital currencies like Bitcoin is that they can act as alternative to a national fiat money and traditional commodities like gold. In March 2014, the IRS stated that all virtual currencies, included Bitcoins, would be taxed as property rather than currency. Gains or losses from Bitcoins held as capital will be realized as capital gains or loss, while Bitcoin held as inventory will incur ordinary gains or losses. The sale of Bitcoins that you mined or purchased from other party, or the use of Bitcoins to pay for goods or services, are example of transactions that can be taxed. Like any other asset, the principle of buying low and selling high applies to Bitcoin. The most popular way of amassing the currency is through buying on a Bitcoin exchange. But there are many ways to earn and own Bitcoins. Now let's know types of risk associated with Bitcoin investing. Although Bitcoin was not designed as a normal equity investment, no shares have been issued. Some speculative investors were drawn to the digital currency after it appreciated rapidly in May 2011 and again in November 2013. Thus, many people purchased Bitcoin for its investment value rather than its ability to act as a medium of exchange. However, the lack of guaranteed value and its digital nature means the purchase and use of Bitcoins carries several inherent risks. Many investors alert have been issued by the Securities and Exchange Commission, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB, and other agencies. The concept of virtual currency is still novel and compared to the traditional investment. Bitcoin doesn't have much of a long-term track record or history of credibility to back it. With the increase of popularity, Bitcoin are becoming less experimental every day. Still, after only a decade, all digital currencies still remain in a development phase. It is pretty much the highest risk, highest return investment that you can possibly make, says Barry Silbert, CEO of Digital Currency Group, which builds an investment in Bitcoin and blockchain companies. Regulatory risk. Investing money in Bitcoin in any of its many guises is not for the risk averse. Bitcoin are a rival to a government currency and may be used for black market transaction, money laundering, illegal activities, or tax evasion. As a result, government may seek to regulate, restrict, or ban the use of sale of bitcoins, and some already have. Others are coming up with various rules. For example, 2015, the New York State Department of Financial Services finalized regulation that would require company dealing with the buy, sell, transfer, or storage of bitcoins to record the identity of customers, have a compliance officer, and maintain capital reserves. The transaction worth $10,000 or more will have to be recorded and reported. The lack of uniform regulations about bitcoins and other virtual currencies raise questions over the longevity, liquidity, and universality. Security risk. Most individuals who own and use bitcoins have not acquired their tokens through mining operations. Rather, they buy and sell bitcoins and other digital currencies and any of a number of popular markets known as Bitcoin exchanges. Bitcoin exchanges are entirely digital, and as with any virtual system, are at risk from hackers, malwares, and operational glitches. If a thief gains access to Bitcoin owner's computer hard drive and steals their private encryption key, they could transfer the stolen Bitcoin in another account. Users can prevent this only if Bitcoins are stored on a computer that is not connected to internet, or else by choosing to use a paper wallet. Printing out the Bitcoin private keys and addresses and not keep them on a computer at all. Hackers can also target Bitcoin exchanges, gaining access to thousands of accounts and digital wallet where Bitcoins are stored. One especially notorious hacking incident took place in 2014. When MTGox, a Bitcoin exchange in Japan, was forced to close down after millions of dollars worth of Bitcoin were stolen. This is particularly problematic given that all Bitcoin's transactions are permanent and irreversible. It's like dealing with cash. Any transaction carried out with Bitcoins can only be reversed if the person who has received them refunds them. There is no third party or payment processor as in the case of debit or credit card, hence no source of protection or appeal if there is a problem. Insurance risk. Some investments are insured through the Security Investor Protection Corporation. Normal bank accounts are insured through the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, FDIC, up to a certain amount depending on the jurisdiction. Generally speaking, Bitcoin exchanges and Bitcoin accounts are not insured by any type of federal government program. In 2019, prime dealer and trading platform SFOX announced it would be able to provide Bitcoin investor with FDIC insurance, but only for a portion of transaction involving cash. Fraud risk. While Bitcoin uses private key encryption to verify owners and register transactions, fraudsters and scammers may attempt to sell false Bitcoin. For instance, in 2013 July, the SEC brought illegal action against an operator of a Bitcoin-related Ponzi scheme, there have been documented cases of Bitcoin price manipulation. Other common form of fraud, market risk. Like with any investment, Bitcoin values can fluctuate. Indeed, the value of the currency has seen wild swing in price over its short existence. Subject to high volume buying and selling on exchanges, it has a high sensitivity to any newsworthy events. According to CFPB, the price of Bitcoin fell by 61% in single day in 2013, while the one-day price drops record in 2014 was as big as 80%. If fewer people begin to accept Bitcoin as currency, their digital units may lose value and could become worthless. Indeed, there was speculation that the Bitcoin bubble had burst when the price declined from its all-time high duration during the cryptocurrency rush in late 2018 and early 2018. There is already plenty of competition, and although Bitcoin has a huge lead over the hundred of other digital currencies that have sprung because of its brand recognition and venture capital money, a technological breakthrough in the form of a better virtual coin is always a threat. In February of 2021, the price of Bitcoin reached a record at time of $52,500. Splits in the cryptocurrency community. In the years since Bitcoin launched, there have been numerous instances in which disagreement between factions of miners and developers prompted large-scale splits of the cryptocurrency community. In some of these cases, group of Bitcoin users and miners have changed the protocol of the Bitcoin network itself. The process of forking and it usually results in the creation of a new type of Bitcoin with a new name. This split can be a hard fork, in which a new coin shares transaction history with Bitcoin up until a decisive split point, at which point a new token is created. Examples of cryptocurrency that have been created as a result of hard forks included Bitcoin Cash, created in August 2017, Bitcoin Gold, created in October 2017, and Bitcoin SV, created in November 2017. A soft fork is a change to protocol that is still compatible. So tell me in the comments, guys, what are your views about investing in Bitcoins? This is me, Charu Kalra, signing off.